Now we're going to do Vil Hashem. We're going to learn a little bit of Briti Shalom Vil Hashem to strengthen ourselves during this horrible summer in the streets. I don't know if I can call the outside Auschwitz for the Neshama. But how did the Rav say yesterday? We have to dive in to do the half an hour a day. And the rest, we don't have to worry about. And the mice, if a person is serious about the half an hour a day, you'll see that he also guards his eyes. Even psychologically, if a person talks to Hashem half an hour about one specific thing, it affects his mind. His mind, forget the spiritual effect. Of course, that could take years, but even just the physical effect of the saying something over Hashem, I wonder about my eyes helping them. It already affects the person. He's brainwashing himself every day, more and more. Hashem, Emet. The Yetzirah does so much, so we don't do this half hour. He does everything that we won't do. He says, this is more important. Look, now you have an issue with this kid. And Emet, everything is in the half an hour. At first, is Shmirat HaYinayim. All the Bibulim, Rabbeinu writes in the Torah Hay, the second part. All the Bibulim of a person is from the Niyuf, from his mind. Break the Niyuf, we have to dive in. And to believe in the power that is there. A lot of times the Yetzirah tells us, no, you see, you dive in so much. What are you worth? I'm Hashem. You do your thing and Hashem will do the rest. So in Kirat Shema, yeah. Okay, no. Dugma Ishit. Okay. Another thing we see in Kirat Shema is the matter of Dugma Ishit, personal example. Shekodim kol Adam mitzuve la'avod ba'atzmo la'agia la'avat Hashem v'yidikud Hashem. That first of all, a person is commanded himself, that he himself will reach a level of loving Hashem and cleaving to Hashem. And then he's able to inherit it down, transfer it down to his descendants or to his students. Because if a person himself is not, he could talk as much as he wants, the person will not get it. His children definitely will not get it. Because the kid knows exactly who his father is and what he is. Like it's, where do we learn this from Kirat Shema? It says, "Vayu advarim ha'ele, shanochim etzavecha yom al levavecha." It says, "And these things that I'm teaching you today should be on your heart." And afterwards, it says, "Veshinantam levanecha," and then teach them to your sons, to your children. Meaning that only when a person himself he puts it onto his heart, only then he can transfer it on to his children. This is not in some thing that Rav Arush thought about and he wanted to do it to him. This is a command. A command from the Torah itself, not rabbinical, nothing, it's from the Torah itself, that a person will work on himself to reach a level of loving Hashem and cleaving to Hashem. And this a person will transfer down to his children. It's part of him. That's what they're going to get. Right? Now the kids are making noise in shul. The father says, shh. And then he continues on talking with the guy next to him. And so he's teaching the kid.
Isn't there something in Deuteronomy about a Greek wise guy who's totally separates his philosophy from what he's doing in living? They caught him. Students went into his house and they caught him doing a disgusting act.
Yeah. And he told him, what's the problem? Or a famous story that the person was a professor. He was talking about smoking. As in the break, he was smoking cigarettes. So they asked him, what do you do? So it's one thing what I preach, it's another thing what I do. What did I do with one the other? That's in that world.
Something, I think Pythagoras came up with something like that. You don't have to be a triangle to talk about geometry.
Yeah, you do have to. Geometry, you're right.
Yeah.
But you Judaism, you have to be And Rav Arush, one thing we can say about our Rav, Rav Arush does not preach what he's not up to. He does not talk about what he's not up to. He does not. I'll tell you another thing, Avdol also. To me, I can't say that. I cannot say that. But I'm just learning with you together, so we to strengthen ourselves together. So, and the Chabura, like already I said, they have this book in English. People can learn it alone. They don't need me. But as a group, we're sitting together, and when it's a group, when we talk about things, so it's like a therapy, you know? It's like you're strengthening yourselves, and we need it. I need it. At least I need it. I'll put it on mine. I'm thinking about my journey over here.
What I found out is Shulah Bahami is transcribing this in computer once it's online.
What's transcribing? What does that mean?
He's listening to it and typing it up, what we're saying.
What I'm speaking here?
Yeah, he's trying to put it into a book.
What I'm speaking?
Yes. I didn't know that until yesterday.
Who's doing what?
Shmuel Abrahami. Shmuel Abrahami.
Okay.
Shmuel from Canada. He records Abdul all the time. With his Mekin machines.
Yeah, he's writing it up. Yeah, he's trying to.
The British Shalom part?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Is
it going to
be in sheets or something?
Don't know. The Torah itself teaches us. Ooh, the air is getting cool. The Torah itself is teaching us, right, to work first on the main things, which is loving Hashem, and cleaving to Hashem, and not to stray after the temps of the heart, temptations. How do you say?
Temptations.
Of the heart, and not to go after the eyes. And then a person will be able to transfer to his kids. When a person lives like this, everything is mesudal, everything is in order. He doesn't need now drashot of a rabbi, he doesn't need musaf books, he just listens to what he says three times a day in Kriyat Shema, and he follows what Hashem wants. Yeah? And he prays about it. A big chizuk I got from Rav Eliyahu Sukkot, who gave the shir. We had the schut. Had a big schut to hear Rav Eliyahu Sukkot. Yeah. Karl Bach too. It's gorgeous, amazing Sukkot. And he learned with us the Torah 75. The Rabbeinu teaches over there. Leharbot b'Torah b'Tfila. Do a lot of Torah and a lot of prayer. Not a little. A lot. So what if you're repeating yourself? You're praying, right? So it's fine. Continue praying again and again and again. You're not losing from praying. You're not losing from praying. Pray. Talk to Hashem. Ask Hashem. If Shavur brings in the name of Sefer HaCharedim. You heard of Sefer HaCharedim? Rabbi Elazar Ezkari. He's buried in Tzfat. You want Talmid Ari or something? Even before Ari, no? Talmid Ari, before Ari, it's the time of the Ari. Very, very holy Jew. He talks about so very much about Suda Revi'it. Fourth meal to do with a cooked dish. That's the Refua. Sgula for Refua. But anyways, last week I'm sure everyone did Suda Revi'it with a cooked dish, right? David was, she was nine. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he writes over there that someone, the Mishabur brings down the name of Ezkari, Rabbi Elazar Ezkari, and Sefer HaCharedim. If someone says, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, it does not love Hashem, it's as if he's talking lies. So how can you say b'cha? Right? And Rav Arush says, so we have to soften it up for our generation, because people are going to stop saying Kriyat Shema because of this. They don't want to be liars. You can still say Kriyat Shema. Even if you're not up to that level, at least you have to want to be in that level. Yes? Mm-hmm. To want to work.
Good.
And what does love mean, Bichlal? Fine, I want to love you, Hashem. So, Rav Arush writes in Gan HaChinuch, I heard it from Moshe, that Ahava, love, is Netina. Netina, giving. That's the impression of love. You love someone, you give to someone. as opposed to the other world, which they hold that love is when you take to yourself. Okay? In reality, love is when you give to someone else. That's why Ahava, everyone knows, is the same gematria as one. You become one with the other when you give to the other. Okay? So, does that mean ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, you want to love Hashem b'kol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol levavcha v'chol modecha, with all your soul? I'm willing to give up my soul to Hashem, my life to Hashem. I'm willing to give all my money to Hashem. I'm willing to give all my desires to Hashem. That doesn't mean I love Hashem. Right? I want to. Says in Vayim Shamuam, to serve Him. That means to love. To love Hashem is to give everything to Hashem. And that's why if a person has a problem with his wife, and he tells the boy, but I love you. No, you're a liar. Why? Because he wasn't acting that way. He wasn't treating her in a way that she felt he's giving to her. But that's why he's saying, no, you're a liar. And everyone who's married, I'm sure, had in his marriage. It's what? But I love you so much. Shakran.
Ruben.
Harfan. I say harfan in English. So flutter.
Flatterer,
you just stop talking. So the person is just working, the concept that Rav said the other day, is here. If a person is working on something, even though he's not there yet, he's on the right path. No one's coming to complain to the person. He's not in that place yet. He's working. He's on the way. Right? A person, the contractor, you sign with him a contract to build a building. You don't come to him at the first day and say, no, where's my keys? Right? It takes 2 years to build the building, right? A year, 2 years. Or right here, it takes even longer for the next one. Okay? It takes time. You don't come also a week later and you tell him where's the keys. You don't even come a year later and come where the keys.
You can have the keys in the beginning, but there's no door to put it into.
Anyways, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. So that was Baruch Hashem. We had the school. Here, now we're doing all of it.